Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Broads at Brunch. My name is Ashley, and sitting across from me in this lovely refurbished studio is Miss Maggie.
Howdy.
And Terry.
Hello.
Oh, yes.
It's good to be back.
It's been a minute.
It's been a while. Yeah.
Been a while.
Surprisingly, not much has happened. More of the same old shit.
Same shit. But we do have a lot to talk about, I think. We do. There's been something that I've been really excited to get back into the studio about. And it was my emotional rendezvous with a married man named Paul.
Oh, Paul.
Aww.
He was dreamy. He really was. He had like that.
He was great.
Very subtle.
He had that
southern accent.
Southern twang. What a beaut.
Like, all right, you guys are going to have to explain because I'm left in the dark in this one.
Well, so I was waiting tables like I do, and I was seated outside, and I went out there to greet them, and to my happy surprise was a pair of strapping men. If I had to take a guess, I'd say they were both their early to mid 30s. They were.
Didn't we ask him?
At the time, I didn't know. So I ended up flirting with them the entire time I was
mercilessly.
Yeah, just
shamelessly.
At one point in time, he asked me about wine, if I could pick him out a glass of red wine, and I said, well, what do you like in a red? Do you prefer something big and robust or easy drinking? And his friend turns to him and goes, well, Paul, I don't know. Do you prefer something big and robust? And then he turns to me, looks over his shoulder and up at me and says, dare I ask about that big finish?
So he's clever, too.
He's clever. I did notice the wedding ring.
So when was this?
I don't know.
It's about a month ago.
And these were two heterosexual men?
Yes.
Very hetero.
Married.
Don't get too excited here, Terry. Calm down.
Married. What does that even mean? Please.
Well, so then he comes back later that night, and he's with a different guy, and he kind of like pulls me aside as I'm doing my checkout, and he's like, hey, I'm finishing up with, one of my colleagues here. Would you want to have a drink afterwards? And I said, yes.
Yes,
so
definitely.
Uh-huh. I ran into the server alley and called Maggie. And maybe you could like explain.
So I get this voicemail because a lot of times, like when Ashley gets off work, I'll come meet her at a restaurant and we'll have a glass of wine and sit outside and just chit chat as ladies do.
As brunch do.
I get this voicemail that's like, all right, listen, I just want to let you know what you're walking into. There is this amazing, attractive man here, and I've been talking to him about the podcast, and he wants to have a drink with us. So, like, when you get here, she's, like, explaining it to me. So the way that I interpreted this voicemail was, it was, like, a business meeting. Like, somebody that was going to, I don't know, potentially show interest in us. And so I went with my fucking game face on.
Three-piece suit?
Yeah, no. More like nasty cutoffs and a t-shirt. But I was trying to look, you know, relaxed and nonchalant. So I get there and I'm like ready to talk shop. And then I realize that she really just wants me to wing for her. And actually, have I ever explained to you guys before my whole theory on wing women?
No, how? Well, sort of, but go ahead and
okay,
speak to
so,
the audience. Wait, can you like maybe back up?
Yeah, I'm like trying to figure out where it is that's doing
it's
this.
It's like reverb. Like,
yeah, is that better?
Yeah,
can you still hear sounds me? Fine.
Yeah.
In mine.
All right. So I have this theory that I'm not a wing woman. I'm a flight attendant. That's what I call myself. Because I don't need to like wing for my girlfriends. Like they can get it by themselves, but I always get stuck with the wingman. So I'm just there to make sure that the flight goes well and that everybody's taken care of and that the wingman is happy.
So the colleague was joining with then?
Yeah. Okay. And he was also married and he was really funny.
Really sweet.
But he was like totally not trying to flirt. He was being a good boy.
Yeah. Paul was getting.
Paul was.
He was.
First of all,
is he happily married?
He didn't really mention his wife at all.
Once, and it was
not once.
Almost like he was embarrassed.
It was very almost awkward how hard he was trying to avoid that topic. And
some people don't bring stuff up like that because they hate the way it sounds.
Or because he wanted to fuck Ashley.
I was down.
Well,
at one point in time, I was walking back into the restaurant and I pulled aside our bartender.
You're like, shit, have I shaved?
And my friend, and no, I did that quickly after my shift. And then I,
you laugh.
And then
she's not
like,
joking.
I like pulled her aside and I'm like, so help me God, if I fuck this merry man tonight.
I mean, we were trying to make it happen, and he. I don't know. He like gave you like when he, well, I don't know. We chit chatted for a while about just like stupid shit.
We got a couple hours.
He got real drunk.
And at one point in time, he gets up and walks to the bathroom. And I see him mouth to himself as he's walking away, like, "Holy shit, I'm so fucking hammered."
Nice.
But like when he went to leave, he gave you like a
kiss, like
on the corner of your mouth.
On the corner of my mouth.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa.
And can we talk about how beautiful his package was?
Let's talk about,
yeah, some Levi's on or something.
Well, there was a point in time where we were sitting there and he was sitting like a man, you know, like kind of leaned back in the chair and his legs spread, and the
jeans
pants
a bunch.
They were hugging.
They weren't bunched, okay? They were spread like tight, but like cupping his package
perfectly,
like it was a present. It was like wrapped perfectly.
And
for
I
us
wanted to
unwrap
it so bad.
I mean, I was entranced. There was a point in time where I'm almost positive he caught me just staring at his dick.
Cash and prizes.
I mean, yeah. Behind door one.
Stood up at one point in time and was like, because we were trying to guess his weight. Because we were doing all these guessing games. Like, it was a fun thing to do.
Yeah, we were guessing ages
and heights and weights. I didn't. Whatever, got the ball rolling.
Whatever, I don't know. And obviously not one of our finer flirtatious moments.
Yeah.
I think your pizza...
We'll get there. Okay. Romance it.
Romance it.
Woo it. We'll get there.
So, he stood up and I couldn't get words out and I was just
she
staring.
Flushed.
I was like staring directly at his package and I was shamelessly staring at it. Like,
did you start to salivate in the back of your mouth?
And I texted Maggie, like, holy shit. Did you see that? And and then at the same time, I get a text from her that's like, can we talk about his package?
Get out of my head.
I must have not, Verizon's towers must have been down because otherwise I must have missed my text message from you guys to come join and check out the package.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
We didn't want you to cock block us, you greedy asshole.
You would have taken him home.
You would have.
Then
you would have
like,
sealed the deal.
Shut up.
The only thing more shameless of, than us staring at his dick was how hardcore we internet stalked him the next day.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm talking like...
Like, we should have been,
okay.
I should have been sent to
you. You know what?
I'm gonna
go ahead and just go there with this. I mean, we found his home address and his wife's maiden name.
Oh,
I mean,
my like, God.
And she's like, I can't believe you just said that. We totally did. And the man doesn't have a Facebook. So, I mean, we're like gumshoe stalker shit.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to show me what it looks like sometime.
Child's play.
Yeah. I mean, we could set up a detective service. He works, should we say? He works at a university.
I think you can probably say that.
I can't remember which university.
I can't remember.
It's in North Carolina.
In North Carolina, yeah.
Yeah, because he went to U of T and then he went to Bama, right?
Something like that.
I don't know. See how stalkers.
Whoa, crazy.
He told us that.
Oh, okay.
So that's how we kind of got the ball rolling on stalking.
But he was
his
hardcore
shit.
Flirting with me when we were like.
Talk about the accent.
It was perfect.
It was like the perfect mix of like, it was like a Southern gentleman. It's like when you watch movies of like women on plantations and in antebellum clothing, they're gentlemen.
He was just
their
like,
gentleman callers speak like Paul did.
Yeah. Paul was just like, now, I'll tell you, this was a really nice restaurant.
No, that's even
too much. It's too much.
I can't do it.
It's so smooth.
We're used to doing like
really
redneck,
really nice
southern
restaurant.
Accents. And his was just like a very clean, smooth, like almost like
intelligent Southern accent.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean, like, oh,
like that man has many leather bound books. He was wearing like a felt,
of rich
like
a,
he was
rich
wearing
mahogany.
Like a felt wool blend blazer. It was beautiful.
Good.
I'd long hair, short hair, shaved head.
Dark hair.
Dark.
Kind of like yours. A little bit, you know, not long, but he had hair on his head. A healthy head of hair.
A healthy head of hair.
That I would love to pull while, you know, I'm riding his
face.
I wanted to fuck him so bad.
Harley.
I was like fantasizing about him when we got home, remember? I was like getting really
creepy.
She
like wanted to go rub one
You're
out.
Like, hold on, Maggie,
Jesus,
I'll be right back.
Yeah. He's sexy.
Hey, you gotta go with it.
Well, I was told that he was accompanied by a gentleman friend, so I was expecting to see that, and he never showed back up. Instead, I got, you know, the happily married frumpy man.
Yeah.
Who, to be fair, was actually incredibly entertaining, and I enjoyed my conversation with him.
He was lovely.
He was a lovely fellow.
Mm. He was lovely.
But not fuckable.
Not fuckable.
I mean, he was very, like, my wife, you know, like,
I feel like I could have probably, if I got Paul a little bit more drunk, I feel like I could have done it. I feel like I could have been a homewrecker. I'm confident. And that's a terrible thing to say. It's an awful thing to say.
Didn't we discuss on a previous show about a Michael Phelps character that used to get men drunk and take advantage of them?
Yes.
Do you really want to dive into that pool?
No, I don't want to dive into it. I'm just saying I think I could probably do it with Paul.
Well, I think the first time I said it, I was probably 24 or 25. And I still say to this day, like, I want one summer where I just have, like, something sinful, something... You know, I want to have an affair with a married man. I want it to be hot, like, all summer long. And then, you know, like, as the leaves are falling off the trees and you guys are parting your ways. The
what is cold, this, a fucking Daniel Steele?
The cold winter comes and those are the memories that you have.
Sounds a lot like a actual true story that we were going to read about today on the show. It's about a 17... When this started, it's about a 17-year-old girl... Who was
Jordan, Miss Jordan Powers.
Jordan Powers, who was attending high school in California. And she fell in love with her teacher. His last name is Hooker, by the way. James Hooker. So James Hooker and this lovely young lady decided they were going to start a relationship. They claim that nothing physical happened until after she turned 18. He decides that he's going to leave his wife and his children.
One of whom is 17 years old and goes to school with Jordan.
Goes to school with Jordan. Okay. And they're, quote, acquaintances.
We're not friends. We're acquaintances. You're a slut, Jordan Powers. Fuck you.
And so they move into this apartment together. And
he quits his job. And they're just going to do it.
And they're just going to do it. They're like, fuck it. Like, love is the answer. Love can conquer all.
You know what the answer is? Royalties from the Lifetime movie that's going to be made after them.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You know that's what they're banking on. They're like, dude, this is like a Lifetime movie waiting to happen. I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to knock your shit up.
Because since this has, this story has kind of hit the fan, he has now gotten his passport revoked. Because there was said talk of him leaving the country.
Well, no. The reason that he had this... The reason why... Because he's not technically in trouble for his relationship with this Jordan girl. That is the current situation. He's 41. Okay? And he's been teaching this girl since she was a freshman. And they just came out as a couple. And I think they actually are now broken up.
Yeah.
But there have been reports that he... Back in 19... Or 96, maybe? Molested a 17-year-old girl, like also had another relationship that just kind of mirrors this. Okay. And this is now coming to light. And so he's facing charges for that. And the reason they revoked his passport was because they found journals of his that had like detailed plans on how he would get out of the country if he needed to. So I don't know, though. This is confusing for me. Because I'm not sure what the statute of limitations is in California, but usually for... sex crimes. Well, I guess it's different for minors. It's usually like a 5-year statute of limitation there where you can press charges. But that's beside the point. Basically, this man's a fucking creep. Like, they showed a video and he's almost... It's very weird to watch her. She almost looks like one of the women that you see like with Mormon, like in Mormon families.
Yeah.
Where, like, she's almost like brainwashed. She just kind of like nods blank.
Nods.
Like, she's got like dead eyes and she just nods and smiles on cue.
Yeah, a little bit terrifying.
This is Jordan Powers.
Jordan Powers.
This is the girl, because we were watching a few videos of like them being interviewed. I mean, I've kind of been following the story because I get my rocks off on like crazy shit like this. But yeah, I mean, this guy is nasty. He's like bald and 41. I mean, well, and the other thing is, so this girl, so he resigned from his job. She dropped out of school and was doing independent study. And she claimed that she was going to go back and walk at graduation. I would be very interested to see whether or not she actually does that. Because can you imagine, like, the kind of response she would get from her classmates and from her teachers?
Yeah, if they don't stone her as she's walking across
right.
the stage.
I mean,
I would,
picture this
I would
for
never
a moment.
Set foot back in that building.
Hell no. Hell
ever.
No.
If I'm going to have a relationship with one of my teachers, you best believe that we're packing our bags, moving to Monaco, and never returning.
Okay, Grace Kelly.
Hey, high standards.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. I don't think I could ever have relations with a teacher. There was one teacher.
I could have.
One professor, actually, that I had. This was maybe my sophomore, junior year of college. And he was amazing. Like, it was from a modernism class, so it was English, but it was a very heavily based in art history. And he was just, I mean, a big hunk of man. And I wanted it so bad. And I always sat, like, in the front row. It was a really small class, so it wasn't like I was trying to be, like, the eager chick that wanted to suck his dick. Or maybe I was.
Maybe.
But he would always lean on the front of the desk, you know, and he'd cross his legs as he leaned back, and his package would, like, perfectly be hoisted up and, like, in my fucking face.
What is it with professors and their perfectly positioned packages?
It's an art, and they must pull them aside like in their PhD like program.
It's
and be
a class.
Like, this is how
you want to get laid by one of your students. Step one.
The perfectly positioned package. P-cubed.
P-cubed 101.
I'm enrolled in P-cubed this semester.
I'm in P-cubed 315. Yeah, I took that class last semester. It's really helpful.
Yeah,
very informative.
The art of khaki.
The art of khaki.
I never had like a college professor that I wanted to sleep with, just two teachers in high school that sure would have.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. What were they like?
One was the, it was my art teacher, so it was art too, so it was like sculpture. And so, but he was also the head wrestling coach.
Oh yeah.
So his body was like ridiculous. But he had like semi long hair that he would always go like flick it back like that, you know, or just kind of
shake it out.
He'd come in at like the art room was like right off to where the main entrance, one of the main entrances was. So like if it was raining out, you know, he would just come into class and be like,
shake it out like a wet dog.
A t-shirt on that was always
nice.
Wet. And he always wore pretty tight jeans, and he was a fucking wrestling coach. He had ass for days, and his name was Dan Ritchie.
Dan Ritchie.
And every girl would just sit on his fucking desk and just
fucking sluts.
I'm like, god damn
it. I hated girls.
And
I'd
have fantasies about being locked into, or I'd have to go into like the supplies closet, like after class, putting things away, and he'd just come in there and.
That's one of my favorite sexual fantasies. I masturbate to that, like, on the reg.
Really?
Like, the schoolgirl, like, being in trouble with the principal, like, locking
like,
the door,
you know,
and being like, well,
Maggie,
I caught you masturbating in the showers.
Maggie,
you know,
you've been a very bad girl.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to write you up for that.
Spank me.
Spank. Well, you're going to have to spank me, professor.
Oh, was I a bad girl?
Was
what
I
can
a bad
I do
girl?
To make up for it? Wow. I'm sure I can think of a few things. Bend over, baby.
And then the other teacher was like my junior, senior year. He was the head baseball coach. But he wasn't even that good looking. He was just one of these arrogant like assholes that would just walk around because girls would really pine after him, and he would feed off that. And he was attractive, but he wasn't like Mr. Ritchie. But I think it was the fact that like, I don't even know what it is. I wasn't really attracted to him, but like I was.
There's an air about
it. There was something about it. I was like,
yeah,
God,
a little je ne sais quoi.
Because like Well, also he was the type of person, because like I did track and cross country, and like, you know, it doesn't, I mean, unless you go to like York and Northern Chicago or like Northern Illinois or someplace that has a really good running school, like the football teams and the basketball teams are the ones that always make the headlines and things like that.
Right.
But he would always make a point, like whenever we'd win county or conference or sectionals or something like that, he'd be like, you know, they'd do the morning announcements and they would talk about the football team, the basketball team. And then after they're done, he's like, Terry, do you have anything else you want to add? I'm like, oh yeah, we won sectionals this weekend, both boys and girls. And he'd be like, congratulations.
Congratulations.
So he'd always like,
congratulations.
He would always like, you know, make sure that I always had my opportunity to shine in class. And I was just like,
sure.
Cause he wanted you to have an opportunity to shine his dick.
Polish that dick.
Polish it right up. I don't know what it is about baseball pants, but they make anyone's ass look like Jesus is reflected in it, right?
See, I have a thing for wrestlers.
Oh, me too. I like wrestling and baseball pants.
Mm-hmm. I just think of ringworm whenever I think of wrestlers.
And cauliflower
Sometimes
ear.
Sometimes I think of cauliflower.
Cauliflower ear and ringworm. No, thank you.
It's just like, something I'm bigger good. To hang on to.
When I was in high school, there was this guy that was a wrestler, not at my school, but at a different school that was like 15 minutes away. And I had the biggest crush on him. And we really connected on a personal and emotional level. He also was a pole vaulter. And we would, when it was really cold, we would go into my car in the parking lot and listen for our calls. And we would warm up a little bit. We didn't want our muscles to
hot
get
hands?
Cold.
Hot hands?
Hot hands.
We didn't want our muscles to get cold, so we would...
I see hot. Wool blankets.
Biofreeze.
Wool blankets, and it was lovely. But I do fondly... I have fond memories of his ass in a nice singlet. A nice red and black...
Singlet?
Spandex.
That's what they're called?
Singlet.
Mm. Why isn't it called a leotard?
Because it's not a leotard.
It looks like a leotard with thighs.
No, that's what it looks not. Like. It looks like sex on a stick.
I'm sorry. It doesn't look like a leotard with thighs?
Mm, no. Take me down. Take me down, wrestler.
Tap out.
Take me to the mat.
Fine.
Yeah.
Throw me on that mat.
Are we doing like a softcore porn episode?
Apparently we all need to get laid.
Oh God, it's been so long.
It's been January for me, honey. I don't want to hear it.
January?
Mm-hmm.
Oh God.
Yeah.
You should have fucked Andy when he was here.
And I didn't even get off.
It's been early March for me because Bronny is apparently a fucking asshole now. So.
Yeah, January.
Moving on.
We've only just begun.
So did we finish with Powers and Hooker?
Yeah, whatever. Okay. We're done with that. That's gross.
Powers and Hooker.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't really know what else to say about that.
Except that it's nasty.
It's
nasty. So nasty.
You know what else is nasty? So we're all familiar with the Real Housewives of New York, correct?
I'm so excited for this. Yes.
So today I was just doing some internet research, little show prep, and I came across Maggie was with me, we both noticed it, that this headline that says Real Housewives Simon Van Kempen ejaculated on his wife while she gave birth to their son.
And
what?
I said, don't read it. I said, save it. I don't even want to know. So we're reading this fresh too. We haven't heard this yet, so I'm excited. It's going to be good.
So,
<Don't be good. laughs>
in the article, it talks about the birth of her son Francois,
who's a little shit pocket.
Who's
by the
a
way.
Little shit pocket? That
he
kid
sucks.
Needs
that kid
some
sucks.
Disciplinary action.
He needs to get
like
his ass beat.
Yesterday, he needs a wooden spoon to the behind.
Mm. He's like the kind of kid that goes over to his friend's house. And the mom's like, oh, do you want an afternoon snack? And he's like, I don't eat gluten and I only eat free range organic products.
Do you happen to have some edamame? I would prefer Malden sea salt if you have it.
And that's when you say, Francois, go back to your asshole parents' house.
Why do they name their child Francois?
Retarded. I mean,
It's a beautiful baby boy, and I'm a bougie piece of shit. I'm going to name my son Francois. Guess what? We're not even French.
There was some reason behind it. That, and like, do you remember in the first season when they were like, oh, we go to St. Bart's? Or where was it that they always went? And like, Simon would always wear a thong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was gnarly, dude. They're a trip.
So it says that in that Alex had a birth plan. And her
Alex is the wife.
Yeah, Alex is the wife. And she chose a drug-free delivery in a birthing center. And her husband, Simon, jizzed all over her in the middle of her miracle. That is to quote Jezebel. And here's the direct quote from her book, which is called Little Kids, Big City.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
A sort of memoir about their experiences raising their two sons.
Who suck.
Who suck. Okay, so this is Alex speaking. Once he was finally out of my body, I experienced a tsunami of endorphins. It was almost orgasmic. And
wait, can you do Alex's voice? Do you think you could do it?
I haven't really heard her talk.
All right,
in a while.
Continue.
Wait, let's talk about it because I can maybe get it down.
It's very like Simon. It's like very bougie, like okay. Bullshit. It's no, you know what? I'll tell you exactly what it is. Simon's from the, or Alex is from the Midwest. So this accent is a Midwesterner who moves to New York, decides that she's boozy as shit, names her kids Francois, and lives in Brooklyn because it's the next happening place.
Okay.
That's the accent. Go.
Once he was finally out of my body, I experienced a tsunami of endorphins that was almost orgasmic. And I understand completely the stories other women have written about ecstatic birth. Simon was sitting behind me at the point of birth, and later when we untangled ourselves, he discovered he'd actually ejaculated, though hadn't felt any of the normal lead up to that.
Oh,
it may seem distasteful to some, and definitely neither of us was thinking of sex at the time. But the rush of emotion on my lower nerve endings going crazy. It's not too far a stretch to say it's a profound experience.
Oh my God.
That's kind of a pun, isn't it?
Slightly.
Since her vagina was stretched to the breaking point, it's not too much of a stretch. Well, maybe it is a little bit too much.
A little stretched. I love when she says that she experienced a tsunami of endorphins that was almost orgasmic.
No, the tsunami was your husband's dick shooting his man juice all over you.
And how did he... Like, he didn't notice until they untangled. Like,
they untangled.
And his dick
were
was stuck
naked?
To her back.
Were they naked?
Probably.
Then? Like, they're naked in a birthing center together?
Yeah. I wonder if she was in a tub.
It doesn't say anything about a water birth.
No, I mean, what did you put it past them to be naked? They were probably
not at all.
Oh, this is a very natural thing. Let's just be one. I'm surprised he didn't have his dick up her butt while she was doing this.
Right, like.
They're freaky like that. What the fuck?
Oh my gosh. This is funny because then the author for Jezebel says that the anecdote is more disgusting than Simon in red leather pants or red pleather pants. While I commend them for their complete and frankly shameless honesty, I can't help but think of how inappropriate it was of Simon to get a boner. I got mad when my husband was talking during a contraction. There's no telling what kind of crimes I would have committed if he had ejaculated on me.
You did this to me.
I hate that when women say that. You did this to me. Yep. He forced his penis up into your vagina.
He put his groovy stick in your far out hole.
He put his groovy stick in your far out hole.
I pulled that gem out of nowhere today.
That
I don't even
good.
Remember what we were talking
we
about.
We were listening to the psychedelic ballads from 69 to 74.
And I was saying how I would make sweet, sweet, gentle love to this. And Ashley was like, groovy love. And I was like, yeah, I want you to put your groovy stick in my far out hole.
Shit.
Yeah.
Well, shall we take a break, ladies and gents?
Yeah. I don't know why I'm making so many sexual noises this evening.
Because we haven't
we need
been
to get laid.
And all three of us are so sexually frustrated. That's probably why we've been eating so much lately.
I have to eat right now.
Well, that's because you watched us eat that McDonald's.
Yeah, but I'm craving chocolate ice cream again on top of the McDonald's.
Smiling faces sometimes pretend to be your friend. Smiling faces show no traces of the evil that lurks.
Follow us on Tumblr. Our address is bronze@brunch.tumblr.com.
Tell the truth.
Well, we left you with
sexual frustration.
Sexual frustration.
Don't be licking shit off that table. Remember what happened to me last time we were here?
Shit. Yeah, I'm convinced that's what happened to you last week.
Pretty sure that's what happened to me too.
That was insane.
I was fucked up. Sexual frustration and how we fill that void.
Well, I would say that we're sexually frustrated, but can you think about like growing up in a household that's super religious and like,
you mean like being raised Catholic and feeling guilty every night when I'm humping my pillow to sleep?
Yeah.
I can imagine that. I'm going to like go there in my
mind
and try.
I hooked up on
church
trips all the time from like kindergarten to third grade.
You humped pillows?
No, I hooked up on church trips all the time. Camping trips.
From kindergarten?
From kindergarten to third grade.
Kindergarten.
What do you mean
you were hooking up with people in kindergarten?
Shut the fuck up. Like you were holding hands and like.
No, like my best friend lived next door. Like when I would stay the night, he'd stay with me. We'd get naked and we would just dry hump the fuck out of each other.
When you were five?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Told you, I knew I was gay from a very early age.
Is he gay?
I don't know. I haven't seen him in years. Not since high school. He claims he wasn't.
He probably struggles with that every day.
Probably.
Thinks about when he dry humped his next door neighbor who was a boy. Yeah. And like has this weird, like he cringes. Like,
you know what the crazy thing
pushes
is?
Pushes it way back. Pushes it way back. And he's in a sexless, loveless marriage.
You know what
with
the crazy?
Five kids.
Five kids that all suck.
No, you know what the
autism.
Oh my God. Sorry, that was completely inappropriate.
You know what the really weird thing is? Is like his older sister caught us one time. So she wouldn't tell us. She used to make me touch her vagina all the time. She's like, I'm gonna tell mom and dad if you don't touch my vagina.
Oh my gosh, the first boy that saw my boobs was a gay, or not a gay boy, sorry. Oh my God, and now my head's in the gay gutter. No, was a deaf boy named Gus, and I showed him my boobs in the woods our family's lake house. I was probably like 11.
I think like one of the first sexual experiences I had was like my brother's friends were spending the night and like they all got naked because they were like maybe 11 and just like starting to get weird random boners. We like ran around my basement. We were like, we're naked. But I think it was like completely innocuous. I think we were just we weren't dry humping each other. We were just,
dry humping.
I just remember like looking at like a weird little penis, like, you know, it was very weird. It was a very odd childhood memory to look
naked
back on.
Jaybird,
it's like the kind of shit you go to therapy for.
Oh my God.
They're probably in therapy. Clearly I should probably go, but
one of them was a Jehovah's Witness where my brother had to ask special permission to give him a present for Christmas. Cause you know, they don't do that.
Yeah. They don't celebrate. Well, speaking of, very religious households. There is a Dutch pastor that has carved out a niche market selling sex toys on demand to Christians through his website named Love Garden. This new business is very important to him in his ongoing effort to combat what he calls lust phobia among Christian couples. And what better way to get to encourage timid couples than to sell them gels that protect against premature ejaculation,
and
dildos,
big veiny dildos,
dildos, prostate stimulators, erection rings, and the Iris vibrator, which at more than $100 is considered the pink Cadillac of vibrators.
So if you sell enough makeup, you get this vibrator for free?
Yes.
Right? Are they all blessed with holy water?
It doesn't say anything about them actually being blessed at all. It's just like these horny Christian couples that want to get their rocks off. And so he's saying, like, you know what? It's okay. Here are some dildos. Experiment.
So is this like obviously before they get married?
I don't know. I mean,
why would you need, if you're a horny Christian couple?
No, it's after, because there was a part in that article that said that he would like go and speak with when he was a pastor.
He would often visit newlywed couples and ask them, as if it was any of his business, if they had satisfying sex lives.
Because once they get married, can't they just...
But it says, to many couples who told him that even in the early stages of their marriages, sex was often boring. He suggested that they give free rein to more lustful fantasies.
That would never fly in the Catholic Church, because their stance is you should only have sex for procreation.
Right.
Which is why they don't believe in birth control.
This is insane, though.
But we're from the animal kingdom. Our main drive.
No, we're
drive.
Not. We're humans, Terry.
Please.
We're humans.
We're humans.
From God. Made God. In the likeness of God.
Please. Our main drive.
I am a rib bone. Okay. And rib bones don't have sexual urges. They're vessels.
They're vessels.
They're vessels of God's children.
Maggie Bondi, Terry, will you be my vessel?
Will you be my vessel?
You're not a rib bone.
Really? What? Aren't I, Terry?
What was that?
According to the Bible,
it was Jesus.
I am.
It was Jesus shaking Jesus this coming studio. Down here.
That was Jesus Christos coming to
Jesus Christo.
Lecture me about how Maggie's not a bone. She just wants the bone.
Do we ever want to bone?
It's been less bone age and more rib bones recently.
We should visit like this.
Eating my sexual frustration.
We should visit this rib garden or rib garden. Love garden.
I tried to
McRib
look it up.
McRib is back.
The McRib is back. Really? It's back? I thought that didn't work the first time.
We tried to like look up his website and we couldn't find it. It must be like for Christians only. Like if you have any cookies that have history of like porno sites on your computer, it doesn't let you access it.
Nugget porn. Nope.
deny.
Oh my gosh. We have been eating a lot of shit lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's been kind of awesome.
Like last Monday.
Last Monday was awesome.
Well, Terry, there's this amazing custard place in town that Terry had never been to. It's called Jarling's Custard Cup. And so we decided we were going to go get custard. And it took us 20 minutes to get our fucking ice cream. Ashley was the one that was like dealing with this kid. Like I couldn't even look at him. Like every time I go in there, it's always like 16.
I just felt
this
bad
is,
for him. And if I looked at him, I was going to start crying.
You know, this is like the place where 16-year-old kids in this town work. You know, like they work like 2 days a week when they don't have Glee Club.
Shut your mouth about Glee Club.
You know what I mean? Extracurricular activities. And
T-ball tournament.
Yeah. Like food drive. I don't know.
Bake sale.
Yeah. They're like in crew.
Chamber choir.
Yeah. Their robes.
Ashley could probably repeat our order right now.
You probably could. Go try and do it.
I got a strawberry shortcake. What are they called there? Flurries or
no
snowstorms?
Snowstorms.
How do you remember that? I don't even remember.
Yeah,
I studied that whole goddamn menu. You know, saw how long it took me to pick what I wanted.
I got a strawberry shortcake flurry with
snowstorm.
Sorry, and I added fudge to it. Maggie, did you get brownie? You got a brownie flurry.
And snowstorm.
Why do I keep saying flurry? Snowstorm.
Trademark.
Here we go.
Add.
And you added, I don't remember what you added.
I think I had cookie dough.
Cookie dough, yeah. And you got the, let me remember. Did you get the turtle?
No.
What did you get?
I got peanut butter cup add brownie.
Peanut butter cup. Shit. I knew somebody added brownie. Yeah.
We got juniors and Maggie
she
got a regular. And then I got...
You got a large root beer.
Root beer.
And you got a small...
No, I got a...
Green rain.
Green river.
Green river.
And it was horrible. I used to go to Oberweis when I was a kid and get green rivers, and I remember, like, loving them.
Oh my gosh, Oberweis has the best chocolate milkshakes.
I got the large, not the quart.
But not the quart.
You could get a quart of
a
soda
quart
there.
Of soda.
So this poor kid... Oh, God.
Not only did we have to, we started with our order. We told him all what he wanted, and I noticed he wasn't writing anything down. I was like, cool, this kid, it's not his first rodeo. You know, he knows what's going on.
And I knew it was going to be a problem from the jump.
He looks real goddamn nervous. So then he's like, all right, okay.
And he starts pulling the cups out and setting them down. So he pulls out a small cup, and he points at Ashley, and he's like, you had the small. And he like nods, and Ashley's like encouraging like him on, like, yes, small.
Like, mm-hmm. Your memory's coming.
He's
back.
Like, and Ashley's like, strawberry. He's like, yeah, strawberry shortcake. Yeah, strawberry shortcake.
Add, and I wanted to add. I'm like coaching him. And like, he I'm was training like, this shoot. Child.
Shoot.
He's like,
so stressing, poor little kid. And then, so then,
his name was Jesus or something, too, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was Jesus. But it was like this little white boy.
So then,
Jesus.
Jesus.
After
he finally does. Feels like Jesus.
Feels like Jesus.
After he finally gets the ice cream, he's like, and you know, we had a combination of ice cream and soda that he forgot every single one of them. And we had to repeat. And he's like, would you like lids with these?
Do you
these?
Want lids? And we were like, what? Like, he asked us if we wanted lids on the ice cream, but not on the pop.
The soda, yeah, we'll take soda on. Okay, so he puts my lid on normally. And then Maggie's Green River, he sticks the straw into the drink first and then tries to put the lid on top of it.
But he was doing this struggled. Like behind the counter, like 20 feet away, and we were watching him do this. I saw him and I was like, guys, look at this. And we look over and he's standing there like with his cup with a straw in it, okay, trying to fit like the perforated like hole for the straw on top of the straw to push down onto the cup, and like struggling,
and like every 5 minutes he'd be like, you said you wanted these. Like,
what did you want again?
And meanwhile, oh, yeah. There was like this girl that was probably like 17, and you could tell she's probably worked there every summer since she was 14, and she was like getting it. Like, she was the veteran.
She was making the custard,
yeah,
crushing
she
the
was
Oreos,
all over that
spitting
joint.
Out the orders.
And you're like, God, we should have gone to her. Like, fuck.
It took him literally 20 minutes
yeah, we
to make
it.
20 yeah. minutes.
All the people that were in there when we first went in there were gone, and all the people that had gotten in there after us were gone by the time we got out.
So we had 20 minutes to sit there and think about what, you know, how hungry we were.
What we were going
to
eat next.
We had decided that we were going to get pizza.
Afterwards.
So we go and order pizza.
So delicious.
And then we're like, well, we're doing this ass backwards. Okay, we got ice cream and then pizza. And we're like, we might as well get stoned, right? I mean, whatever.
So we did.
And we went back to my place and watched like a dumb amount of Bravo. I had to do homework, though. So I was sitting there like watching you guys partake in fun activities while I do homework.
I'm laying on the fold out.
You have a fold out futon that Terry's sprawled out on, and he had warned us before. He's like,
I'm getting in my underwear.
Well, okay, there's actually something funny about that as well. But no, you said that you eat so much
that when I get high, I'm just like, I don't have something that tells me that I shouldn't eat anymore, except for the fact that my stomach might be exploding. Like, I'll get real uncomfortable. Otherwise, I just keep eating and eating and eating.
So we kept, like, slowly reaching over and grabbing pizza and, like, slowly eating. And Jeez at one sticks. Point, I'm, like, still doing homework. And Ashley, like,
I snapped.
She, like, freaked out. Terry goes to reach for the pizza. And she goes, Terry, no.
There's,
and
like, two pieces left.
She pulls the pizza box away. She goes, Maggie's going to get high in a minute. And she's really going to want to eat that.
And I go, but I'm so hungry.
Like, the entire time you're like, I want Hardee's. I want McDonald's. I want to get a Polar Pop.
Go,
can
get,
we go to
go Polar Pop?
Oh, yeah. You wanted
KFC
to go across the street
to
get Polar Pop. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So Ashley tells me the next day. She's
oh, my
like,
gosh. Yes.
My balls weren't hanging out, were they?
Okay. You, like, took your underwear up in the middle of the night.
I took them off?
Yeah. So I woke up in the middle of the night.
No, I did not, because yeah. I woke up with them on.
Yeah?
Yeah, you woke up with them on, but I, like, because you know how that the blinds were open and there are lights in her courtyard, so they shine in. It's never really that dark in that living room. And I, like, look over, and you're just, like, spread eagle. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Just dick.
And I'm just like, I just hope that when I wake up, that isn't happening anymore.
Well, you're welcome, Ashley.
Like, I haven't seen it before.
It's true.
So, I mean,
shit.
Terry was, you know,
feeling at home,
getting comfortable, eating pizza,
feeling at home with my broads, feeling at home with my broads,
breaking the ice with some pizza and some dick.
Well, Ashley, or well, Maggie, you didn't get enough pizza. Here's some dick for you.
Speaking of pizza and dick,
oh,
I want some
Christ.
Right now.
Yeah, I could always go for some pizza and dick and pizza.
Dick and pizza.
Rub my bacon pizza.
No, I said dick and pizza. Rub my pizza on some dick.
Oh, by the way, did you hear that they're bringing the hot dog stuffed crust pizza to the U.S.?
And I did not hear that.
Wait, who has a hot dog stuffed pizza?
Okay, so I... Fuck you, Ashley. Fuck you. I see online that they make this pizza that instead of the crust being stuffed with cheese, it's stuffed with hot dogs. Okay? But it's only available in the U.K. So I email it to Ashley in a private message, and I say, should I bring this to the Caveman show next week? Because we were going to go see this band again that I tried to, like, hit on the guy in the band by talking to him about...
This is my cousin's band. So yeah. It's not like we don't know these people.
And I was trying to hit on him, but failed miserably because I was drunk and just went on a rant about pizza and hot dogs for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And so I emailed this to her and I said, should I bring this to the pizza or to the Caveman show next week? Ha ha. She proceeds to post it on a mutual friend's page of ours and writes JB plus MB for life, or like it's love, something
forever.
To that effect. Forever.
Forever. For number four, Eva.
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 And I was just like, fuck you, dude. So Ashley like sat me down before we went to the show and she's like, Maggie, what are you going to say to him? Because you need to get your shit together. Like, come with your game face on, ready to play. You know, like...
What if it was, like, a cheese-filled hot dog that was stuffed into the crust?
Oh, my God.
Or, like, a hot dog that they had just taken fresh off the grill and rolled it in there. You know, so it's got the little...
So it's crispy?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't know, I'm trying to tell a story. And you are still... I can just see the wheels, like, turning. There's steam coming out of your ear.
I'm just,
and you're
like,
thinking
Polish
of all
sausage.
The amazing
your
combinations.
Your brain
pizza
is a giant meatball.
Yeah.
You're oozing cheese out of your ears.
You're basting it.
Sorry.
You're ejaculating gravy.
I'm beer battering it.
Onto your wife's back while she's giving birth and eating a pizza stuffed hot dog. That would be even better. A pizza stuffed hot dog?
Ass and lips that's stuffed with pizza?
Ew.
You say ass and lips? Or acid lips.
Ass and lips. Hot dogs are like ass and lips.
What? You've never heard that hot dogs are just all the ground up extra parts?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking ass and pussy lips. That's what I was thinking.
Well, I'm sure it's cow or chicken pussy lips. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, moving on. So I delivered from what I understand.
I believe that you delivered.
I mean, I looked good that day.
You looked great.
Did you make out?
To make a quote, okay, we're walking through a park in Chicago, and I'm wearing some fly shoes, and there's this like group of like black teenagers standing there, and I'm walking past, like feeling really cool. We like look really cool. I got like a leather jacket on, my aviators. Like I look cool. We all looked fucking retardedly
cool.
Like people wanted to be friends with us. Okay, I'm just gonna say it with confidence. So we're walking past this group of teenagers, and one girl was like, those shoes are bad ass. And there's a boy in the group and he goes, that ass is bad. And I was like, yes. And this was before the show, so I was just like, yes, like, it's happening.
You went into that show with some badass
courage.
Confidence.
Yeah, I went in there with some confidence, you know, and I was just feeling it that night. And I got, you know, I was a grown up and paced myself, so I wasn't wasted and actually could have like a normal conversation, if I'm even capable of doing that, you know, whatever that means for me, with another person. And
that was good. I was there to mediate.
All right. I mean, what was it from an outsider's perspective? How was it, Ash?
It was good. It was good. You were both connecting, I think. We didn't spend that much time with him.
No.
But I say it was good groundwork. We really laid the groundwork.
At one point, because we were there with our friend Lindsay, she tried to pawn her empty beer glass off on me, which was annoying. She's like, here, hold this for a second. And then she obviously just didn't want it back. And so to be funny, I stuck it in my boobs because I can hold things in them. It's like a little pocket for me. And I'm pretty sure he saw me.
He did see you and he started laughing.
Which was a little embarrassing, but whatever.
I think it was good.
Well, you know.
But I've been having this like hilarious conversation via text with our mutual friend, the one that I posted the article about the pizza hot dog pizza, and he was saying like, it was so funny. I don't
think about SportsCenter
and how like As long as you can make, like, as long as you can sit in front of the TV for hours and watch SportsCenter and you love hot dogs and pizza, then it's a match made in heaven. And then I texted him after the show and I was like, laid the groundwork for the romance this weekend. And he's like, that man needs a woman so bad, especially one that enjoys hot dog, pizza, and sports.
That's me. I picked Ashley up the other day. And I was listening to baseball on the radio and I could just tell she was annoyed but beyond belief that I was
because you're like
her
trying
to
tell me about it and I don't care. To quote this man, they're playing a basketball game at the bar and he comes up to me because I'm just watching it to be nice because everybody else is watching it and I don't want to be the awkward person like standing in the middle of the bar like, so guys, what are we doing after this? And everybody's just like screaming. And
it was a huge Bulls game. I mean, huge. They went into overtime. I mean, it was fucking insane.
So I'm just like at the bar watching.
Feigning interest.
And he comes up to me and he's like, you a Bulls fan? And I'm like, no, I like the Knicks. And he goes, you don't care.
Well, Ashley was like trying to like, well, because when we were listening to the baseball game in the car, we were listening to a Cubs game. She's like, I thought you hate the Cubs. I'm like, I do. She's like, why are you listening to them? I'm like, I like it when they lose. Like, I follow like 5 different major league teams and then like I could just tell you just were like glazing over, like you didn't care. Like I was trying to like explain to you like the statistics and what like it was like low and inside and I'm like trying to explain this to her and she just didn't fucking care.
And you're like, what the fuck? That's bullshit.
And I'm like, yeah, I was like yelling back at the radio. Well, and they were just anyway.
Well, it could be like, so, like, I mean, I don't really follow baseball, but I love to go to a fucking baseball game and
you
drink.
You like to drink.
And the Cubs, they're just the best people. The Cubs fans are just the best people to drink with.
No, like, they suck.
No, like, whether they win or lose, they're just high-spirited. They just, so I like to
because
go
they're drunk.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to bring to the point that I like to drink at baseball games, so they're the best fucking people to drink with because they're happy all the fucking time. Anyway, so
damn fighting words.
I hate the Cubs so much.
My man crush is a huge Cubs fan. And so I was telling you about my friend Jenny earlier. So I've been just like texting her. I'm like, give me some stats. Give me, I need names, I need numbers, I need blah, blah, blah. So I'll go into work and I'll be like, yeah, so the Cubs. And I just start looking at my phone, spitting all this bullshit at that she tells me to make it look like.
About 257 in that last series, huh?
Yeah, so I'm just
like, do you even know what that means?
Hell fucking no. But yeah, I mean, Ashley, at least she can admit she just doesn't give a shit.
I'm not an idiot about sports. Like, I played sports. Like, you get me talking about running, cross country, track, volleyball, I'll go for days.
I completely understand why people don't get baseball, but baseball is like religion in my family.
It's not that we don't get it. Like if she was saying, I mean, I could play baseball for days, but as far as like, do I want to sit there and watch a TV for hours at a time? No, I'd much rather fucking go to the game and drink and eat a goddamn hot dog and nachos and a pretzel.
I mean, all right. I'll tell you this. The one, I've been to Wrigley Field twice. First time I got hives, like to the point where they had to take me to the medic station. I was about 12, maybe. The second time I got so fucking drunk that I gave up my car to somebody else and told them to take it back to Champaign.
Wait, a random person?
No, it's one of my coworkers.
That's your fault. That's not the Cubs' fault.
Well, no, but I was so incredibly intoxicated. It was the first time I could drink at a Cubs game and I, you know. Well, this is funny.
That's $7
a pop. I was wasted. It was a Cubs cards game, and cards are my national league team. So I was like decked out in Cubs gear, and you look really confused right now. What?
Wait. So cards are your favorite team?
No, they're my national league team. There's two leagues. Okay.
Yeah,
my number one team is White Sox. They're in the American League. The Cardinals are in the National League team. That's the team I follow. In the Nationals.
So why'd you wear a bunch of Cubs shit?
Because it was a Cubs cards game.
But why didn't you wear Cardinals stuff if you're a Cardinals fan?
I did wear Cardinals things.
You just said you were decked out in Cubs shit.
Oh, okay, then I was wrong. Okay. No.
So confused.
All right,
so confused.
Starting from the beginning, Cubs cards game, I'm wasted. I'm decked out head to toe in Cardinals gear, okay? Mm-hmm. But I was getting so drunk, and I know, okay, just stretch your brains for a moment. Mm-hmm. You guys, this is going to be really hard for you to imagine. I was being a little loud and obnoxious.
Wow, great.
A little bit belligerent.
Strange.
Okay? I know.
It's bizarre.
Just go there with me for a second. I know it's crazy. And so my friend was like,
I don't even know who you are right now.
Who's this woman sitting across from me?
So my buddy was like, you got to get in some Cubs gear. Like, you got to shut the fuck up or get in Cubs gear. And he knew that I wasn't shutting the fuck up. So he went and got me like a Cubs shirt. And I was sitting there and I was like, I'm incognito. I'm incognito. And I just kept saying it over and over. I was like, I don't even really like the Cubs. I'm just incognito because my friend thinks I'm going to start a fight. And I ended up.
Yeah. I'm incognito.
That's amazing.
So that day ended badly. But I mean, there's more to that story that we're not going to get into because it's.
Speaking of days ending badly, have you girls seen a picture of a college co-ed that recently might have passed out on a sidewalk outside of Red Lion, which used to be the station on campus?
No.
And she may or may not have been wearing a miniskirt, and she may... Well, no, I'm not going to say may
so
or not.
So full
she,
cooter.
She, was not wearing underwear.
No. She, let's just say that she lost control of her bowel movement. Shit herself.
Was this on Mom's Weekend? Mom's Weekend was last weekend.
This was Thursday night or Friday night of this past weekend.
So, like, moms all over campus.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So, literally. I mean, do you guys want to see this?
Yeah, of course I want to see it. Yes. Oh my fucking
Wait,
god!
How did you?
Oh my god! It's
okay.
It's
all over campus because my friend Elizabeth, who or
Jesus,
I have this friend. I have this friend that works.
It looks
here
like
in town.
She sat on a pudding.
And there's a girl that works for her that sent her this picture. And there's other
girl.
People around town that have this because obviously it's fucking circulated everywhere. You can't see her face in it, thank God. But I'm pretty sure that people know who she is, and I hope she doesn't have to transfer schools because I would.
That is so sad.
Let me see this.
It looks like the one time that some girl shot herself in my bar and she had pantyhose on. And so it just kind of like seeped through and then she rolled all over in it. And it was all over every
God.
Inch of the women's bathroom.
Oh, God.
And she had gnarly
zaddy. It's all over her legs.
I know.
Sidewalk.
It's all over her legs.
Oh, my God. That poor girl.
It probably reeked. Can you imagine being the person that has to help her and how gnarly that
and
sounds?
Obviously, okay, clearly she doesn't remember. So she's, I mean, well, I was told that she was taken off of paramedics that night. But could you imagine, like, you know, her friends got her home. She wakes up next morning
what
with
happened?
The worst fucking hangover. Oh, my God. I totally blacked out what happened last night.
And she probably
you
felt
fucking
amazing.
Shit yourself on the goddamn sidewalk.
In front of Red Lion,
front of
the frattiest bar on campus. No, I don't know if you've ever had friends that have had to, like, go to the hospital for alcohol poisoning, but they don't get hangovers because they pump them full of so many like fluids and shit.
Oh,
they
yeah.
wake up feeling like a million
they're
bucks.
Like, why am I here? Why do you have me here? Oh God.
How did you get that picture?
Because I have a friend who works here at the university who has a girl that works for her who is a sorority girl who had sent this to her and she had sent it to me.
So this is like viral on my campus right now.
Yeah.
That poor girl.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm saying she might have to change schools.
Yeah.
Well, how are people going to know it's her?
Oh, I'm sure people
well,
know
I'm sure these
who
people
is.
That are standing around here right
well,
here
yeah,
know
they
who she is. But.
Let's
well,
assume
somebody took it and somebody sent it out there. Not.
Let's assume she's at Red Lion, which for out-of-town listeners is like the number one frat bar. Frat sorority. Like if you're Greek, you go to this bar.
Like they hold like Greek conventions there.
Yeah. For the record, U of I is the single largest Greek community in the entire country by numbers. So, I mean, it's inundated with Greek. I mean, the Greek culture is just permeates the entire campus.
It's almost, it's crazy
it's
when you hear that somebody's not in.
Yeah, it's more.
A frat or
yeah.
a sorority.
So, obviously, this girl, if she was going to Red Lion, is probably in a sorority.
Mm-hmm.
Which, and you know how fucking bitches are.
Yeah.
That got spread all around the sorority, and it was to the other houses. I mean, like
yeah.
that. And, of course,
like, did you
to their
hear
brother
that
houses.
Stacey from Theta did that.
Did you hear that Theta 13 Stacey shit herself in front of Red Lion? Oh, my God. The entire Kappa Delta house was there. And they were just like, oh, my God, that's so nasty.
Even that Gross. Bat girl from Phi Mu was like, oh, my God.
I bet you that was a Phi Mu.
she
kind of looked like she'd be a Phi Mu, didn't she?
She had the cankles of a
Phi Mu. She had the cankles of a
She did.
Phi
she
Mu.
Was...
God.
I remember
as if it's not bad enough that this girl shit herself. Now we're like just like harassing her
yeah,
for her cankles.
She's probably
her
she probably
cute.
Volunteers and she probably like is big sister to 800 kids and like
800 kids.
You know, volunteers and goes to church and
no, she probably sucked the dick of every guy in
true.
Her pledge class.
True. Although, I mean, do you think that she possibly got drunk enough to shit herself, or do you think there might have been some blow or some chemical substances involved to where she just lost. I mean,
I don't know.
Have
do
you ever gotten so drunk to where you shit yourself?
Never.
No.
I've never... Why are you...
I'm trying to remember.
I've something. Never.
If, I think I mean, something. I pissed myself.
Well, I've thinking, pissed myself.
That's what I'm saying. Like for
I've
her
done
to,
that a few times.
I've never shit myself.
I'm thinking
myself
for her to lose that. Control like that. Some she's either on something else, or maybe she did drink or something well, to an oblivion. But
no,
actually, no. And I actually started telling the story another time, and I said I was going to save it, and this is a perfect opportunity. One of my best friends from high school got so drunk once that she had alcohol poisoning in her family's like all kind of redneck. And so her mom called me over to take care of her. And I walk in and immediately look at her and I'm like, we need to take her to the hospital. Like now, like 10 minutes ago, she needs to go.
Her organs are shutting down.
I mean, yeah. I mean, she was clammy and like we couldn't wake her up. She was just vomiting uncontrollably every couple minutes. And at one point she kind of sat up for the first time, like showing some form of life. And started working her way towards the bathroom. And her mom was like, she's gonna shit. She's gonna shit. Maggie, she's gonna shit. Get her. So I had to like pick her up. Okay. And she's like trying to pull her pants down. She starts shit. She shat through the living room.
Oh my God.
I'm not kidding. Like into the bathroom. I tried to set her on the bathroom or on the bath or the toilet. And she couldn't even sit up. I mean, she lost all control, all of her bodily functions. And I was like looking at her family. And there's like five of them. They're like, she'll be fine. I'm like, she just shat your fucking living room. Like, get the car, you fucking idiots. Like, we have got to go to the hospital. We ended up taking her to the hospital. And, like, it was... That was crazy. I told her the next day. She was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, that's okay. Just when you get famous, don't forget. I carried your ass in the bathroom while you shat across the living room. Never forget.
Never forget.
I'm a real friend, okay? I wiped your ass.
Right.
When you're famous, don't forget that I literally wiped your ass, okay? That's what friends are for.
That's what friends...
Keep smiling.
Keep smiling.
Knowing you can always count on me. For sure. Because that's what friends are for.
Wiping your ass when you get alcohol poisoning. Or shit yourself outside of
the frat
bar.
Why didn't you guys tell me
bar?
The next day that my balls were like...
Because it's funnier to laugh at you in secret until we can blast you on air.
That's what friends are for.
That's what friends are for.
That's what bitches are for.
Aren't we your bitches?
You're my bitches.
Bitches.
All right. Well, tune in next week when we can relay the incredible adventures of Jax.
Woo! My poodle's coming to town this weekend.
Tara's poodle.
My poodle.
And we'll see you next time. This is Broads at Brunch.
Bye, bitches. Yeah, some from cheap narcotics and others from lead. The filthy rich and